Dungeness crab is a favorite food this time of year, but there is a chance the same toxin that recently shut down the razor clam season could prevent the Dungeness crab harvest as well. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has that story.
Outside the State Health Department labs in Shoreline, Clayton Carson, a technician from the Department of Fish and Wildlife, pulls three bags full of Dungeness crab from the back of his truck. They come from Westport, Long Beach, and Willapa Bay.
These are already all cooked, whole cooked and ready to process for DOH.
The crabs are at least 6 inches wide, just what someone might harvest, and cooking them doesn't neutralize the toxin the health department is worried about. At high levels, domoic acid can be lethal for humans and other vertebrates. Carson is holding out hope.
A lot of people are going to the coast and trying to do things and keep positive attitudes for sure. And so this is definitely going to be an impact on that as well. So we're always praying for storms this time of year for sure.
Storms could cool the ocean water or disperse the high concentrations of the algae that's producing the toxic acid. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
And the health department expects to have results from the Dungeness crab testing tomorrow. We plan to let you know the results. This is KNKX.